In today's Mishnah, we're in the third and fourth Mishnah from the second Perek of Masechta Nazir. Mishnah begins, Mazgulo Kos, someone poured him a cup of wine during the meal. And this individual, the Amar, he said, Harini Nazir Mimenu, I'm a Nazir from it. And the Mishnah says, Harezi Nazir. He would actually be a complete Nazir, not just from a cup of wine. And that is because we've explained already, we started this Masechta, that if someone says, Harini Nazir, I'm a Nazir simply from, say, Chartzanim or Zagim, from the peels or the pips of grapes, despite the fact he hasn't made himself a Nazir from all the things that are prohibited by a Nazir, as soon as you make yourself Asur to even one component, you accept all the terms of being a Nazir. Mishnah continues, Masa bi'isha achad. The Mishnah brings an incident regarding a particular lady who was drunk. Mazgulo and the people at the party tried to pour her another cup of wine. And then Va'amra, she says, Hareni Nazira mimenu, I am a Nazira from this cup of wine. In that context, since she was drunk in this case, Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim say, Lo nitkavna ela lomar, the intention there is not to be understood, she's accepting herself to be a Nazira, but rather we understand, Harehu alaik korban, since by way of context, she was drunk at the time, and she was resisting the further offers of cups of wine, we can understand that she wasn't trying to become a Nazira, but rather she was making asur to herself by way of a neder. Importantly, despite the fact that the continuation of the Mishnah might seem to contradict the beginning, really it's very easy to understand the Mishnah altogether. The assumed status, if someone says, Harei Nazir, I'm a Nazir from this cup of wine, he will be a Nazir. However, if the context suggests the person has no intention of becoming a Nazir, but rather trying to make a Ba'asur by way of a neder, like this woman who was drunk, then we can interpret it as being so. Let's continue. Hareini Nazir al Manachi Ehe Shote Yain. If someone makes a declaration, he says, I'm a Nazir on the condition that I can continue to drink wine. In other words, he's happy to become a Nazir. He won't become Tam Emet and he won't cut his hair, but he likes his wine, so therefore he tries to make a couple of neder, excluding all the terms and conditions that come with being a Nazir. Or he says, I want to become a Nazir. However, the person works in the Chevra Kedisha, and he wants to metame lemetim, and continue to come into contact with Tum emanating from a corpse. In that situation, Mishnah says, Harei ze Nazir, Asur bekulam. He's indeed a Nazir, and all the terms and restrictions that apply to a Nazir would apply to him. Why is that? That is because when a person says, I want to be a Nazir, and he adds an extra condition, that condition goes against the Torah. Meaning the Torah specifically sets out the prohibitions that apply to a Nazir. And he's trying to make a condition that contradicts the Torah. We have a principle, Kola matne al masha ketuv batorah, anyone who tries to make a condition or stipulation against the Torah, tna'u batel. The condition is annulled. However, despite the fact conditions annulled, the rest of the neder is still intact. And he said, Harini Nazir, so he would be indeed a Nazir. Mishnah continues, Yodea ani sheyesh nizirut. The person says, look, I knew that there was Nizirut, aval eini yodea shehanazir asur bayayin. But I didn't know when I made the neder that a Nazir is actually asur to drink wine. In that situation, chachamim harei ze asur. As I've already explained, that as soon as someone, when they make a neder Nazir, and wants to accept as part of that even one of the terms of a Nazir, all of them would be binding. However, Rabbi Shimon in this case disagrees with everything we've been saying so far, and Rabbi Shimon is matir. He permits it in that situation. He'd be able to drink wine. Not just that, but he wouldn't even become a Nazir, because according to Rabbi Shimon, Nazirut would only be chal, would only take effect, if the person accepted all the terms and conditions of being a Nazir. What if someone accepted become a Nazir? And then he said after, Yodea anisha nazir asur bayayin. Look, I knew that a Nazir is forbidden to drink wine. Aval savur hayiti, I thought that in my circumstances, shachachamim matirinli, that the chachamim permit me to drink wine. Why? Mipnei she'ein ani yechol lechayot ela bayayin. That I cannot live without drinking wine. Or he says, O mipnei she'ani kover etametim, because people are dependent on me. I'm the person who buries all the dead. So I assume, despite the fact that I decided to become Nazir, I assume that Chachamim would relieve me of those restrictions that apply to a Nazir. In that situation, what's the first opinion of the Mishnah says, Hareze Mutar, that in that situation, he would not be a Nazir at all. Now, why is that? There are two explanations. According to the Tiferet Yisrael, the Rambam, Tosafot Yontov, they understand these because what's called Nidrei Shkagot. He made a mistake when he took on the Neder, and as we explained, there are four types of Nedarim back in Masechet Nedarim that can be almost undone without the requirements of even going to a Chacham. And he said this would qualify. It's interesting, the Baal Tanura actually holds that this would fall into a category of Nidrei Onsim, forced Nedarim. The Tosafot Yontov goes into detail to try and understand, because the ones, the forced component, is only coming after the fact and not what drove him to make the neder or make the neder a binding. But I'll leave that question for you unanswered, and that leave that for your further study. But in any event, it seems in these circumstances, because it's similar to Nidrei Onsim, Nidrei Shkagot is not binding, that's according to the Chachamim. However, Rabbi Shimon says no. He said to be Asur, the neder would still be binding, Kati, he explains, until he would go to Chacham to undo the neder. Why? Because he understands that even these four nedarim that we learnt about in Masechta Nedarim, these four categories of nedarim, Rabbi Shimon says that they're not undone on their own. They would still require a Shelat Chacham, to mean to go and consult with a Chacham to undo them. Those are Mishnah today.